From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will spend $30 million this year to reduce the threat of wildfires, protect water quality, and improve habitat for at-risk species. The 13 projects unveiled Thursday will cover watersheds in 12 states. The first projects include the restoration of a watershed that provides most of the drinking water for Montana's capital of Helena, and the reduction of forest fuels in parts of California's San Bernardino and Riverside counties devastated by wildfires in 2003. A Minnesota North Shore restoration project is also being scheduled to take place over the next 10 years, and it will involve thinning, planting, and seeding on public and private lands. Agriculture Undersecretary Robert Bonney said the multi-year project will be run by the department's Forest Service and Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says the aim is to restore the watersheds by thinning trees, removing brush, and improving habitat on public and private lands. Other projects include reforesting, reducing hazardous fuels, and controlling invasive species at the Mississippi River headwaters in Minnesota. Researchers plan to collar 52 adult moose in northeastern Minnesota starting this week in the second year of a high-tech study to determine why the iconic species is disappearing from the state. The radio collars use GPS to transmit alerts when a moose dies. Biologists then try to rush to the carcass within 24 hours before it decomposes, or scavengers destroy the evidence. Michelle Carlstensen of the Minnesota DNR says the idea is to replace the 22 adult moose among the 107 in the study that died over the past year. She says DNR biologists plan to start collaring 36 moose across northeastern Minnesota this week, while researchers for the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa began collaring the first 16 moose on the reservation for their own study on Monday. Two men who led DNR conservation officers on a high-speed snowmobile chase made their initial appearances in 6th District Court Monday at the Lake County Courthouse. One of the men is the ringleader of a 2007 drunken gun-shooting, fireworks-lighting terroristic rampage on Basswood Lake. This time, he and his companion tore through the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness on snowmobiles, leading officers on a chase across that same Basswood Lake. Both face felony charges for fleeing an officer on a motor vehicle, as well as a slew of misdemeanor charges, including littering and operating a snowmobile in a careless manner. Edward Zubanzic is out on $10,000 bail and Barney Lackner on $20,000 bail. A member of Congress proposed legislation this week that would order the federal government to cut off links in Chicago waterways between Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River system to protect the Great Lakes from Asian carp and other invasive species. The bill, introduced by Representative Candace Miller, a Michigan Republican, would authorize the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to construct barriers in rivers and canals that were reconfigured more than a century ago to connect the two great watersheds. That project boosted waterborne commerce but created a pathway through which fish, mussels, and other aquatic animals and plants could stake out new territories and compete with native species. The linkage has allowed nuisance species such as the round goby and zebra and quagga mussels to escape the Great Lakes and infest the Mississippi and other waterways. But the threat that Asian carp pose to the Great Lakes has intensified the search for answers. Silver and bighead carp, imported from Asia in the 1970s, have made their way up the Mississippi and its tributaries, including the Illinois River, which leads to Lake Michigan. Scientists say if the voracious carp reach the lakes, they could unravel food webs and threaten the $7 billion fishing industry. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.